Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. 8:05 Central Time. That means it is time to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Bertram Lewis, pastor from Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan. Good morning, Pastor Lewis.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Tell us about Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan.
Tabernacle of Praise is relatively a new church plant. We've been in our location for about 2 years now. And really having a great time as far as ministry is concerned. We have a lot of new families that are coming in to be a part of who we are and what we're doing. We also have a preschool that we're excited about as it expands this year. So we're very happy with the way things are going at this point.
Well, very good. Glad that you're there delivering God's good gifts in Romulus, Michigan. Now, for our listeners not familiar with Michigan geography, give us an idea of where Romulus, Michigan is located.
Romulus is where Metro Airport is. We're about 45 minutes from downtown Detroit, situated on the west side of Detroit Metro. And we're fairly close, I think, to Eastern Michigan University, and then not too far from University of Michigan, but also Concordia University is in that area as well.
Oh, very good. Very good. Anytime you're traveling into Detroit, usually you go through, going through the airport, especially if you're renting a car, you go through Romulus.
Yes, you do.
Well, very good. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15 is our text for today. Any context you'd like us to understand, any background you want us to know before we dig into the text?
Well, one of the things, I guess, that kind of came to me as I was taking a look at this particular text is the fact that us being power people, so that becomes the focus that I have from the standpoint that, you know, we are looking for things that will give us control and all of those things. But out of this context comes the fact that we're relying on God Almighty. And so that's that context by which we take this setting this morning.
Very good. We're looking at Matthew chapter 6 today, verses 1 through 15. If you have questions, listeners, give us a call or an email. The phone number's 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727, or you can email us, kfuo@kfuo.org. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Beginning with verse 1, beware of practicing your righteousness before others, before other people, in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Let's take a look at this first verse, and then we'll get into the next paragraph. Beware of practicing your righteousness, he says, before other people, in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Pastor, your thoughts?
My thoughts on that, Andy, is that as we, you know, go out before people, as we're sharing, as people recognize that we're supposed to be Christian people, one of the things that we do have to be very careful of is practicing our righteousness. In other words, just trying to set that example that we really have not claimed in our Lord at all. And so that's one of the focuses that come out of that. So we don't do things that are so that we could be seen by other people. I just think in terms of a person standing in prayer and want to be very wordy, want to go through all of the emotions and all of that as they're praying to their Lord. But here's that reality that we're trying to practice our own righteousness, saying that we're holier than those who are around us.
And for your Father, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. What is the reward that we would have from our Father who is in heaven?
Wow. In that kind of context, our reward would be nothing. That's pretty much the way that it is, because we're not being the humble people that God wants us to be. And in essence, being those who rely on Him every step of the way, so we don't need God in that manner. So where then would there be any reward that would come from our Lord as we pray our own righteousness?
Very good. Verse 2, thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. So verse 2, thus when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may be praised by others.
Right. We don't need to go out and proclaim what we're doing with regard to how we're helping those who are around us. I think that when we do that, we're kind of sounding our own trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
We're lifting ourselves up, and that's what the Lord is reminding us of in that particular point, is that, there was an example of the widow and her mite when people were coming to make donations to the church or give their offering to the church, and as they put their money in the horns, you know, that was, you could always tell who was putting in a great amount because it was very silent, but here's this lady who threw in only what she had, and as those little coins went in, they clang all the way down. But that was to let people know, you know, at least people knew at that particular point in time that her offering was very meager. But we don't have to go out and say to people, look at what I'm doing or what I've done, because the Lord will lift that up. And that's one of the things, I guess, that we have to be very, very careful of as we're giving to people, because as we do that, then, many times people are ashamed. They don't necessarily want that to be known, that they're hurting or something such as that. So as we're aware of that and as we help along the way, we don't need to go out and wave banners or do any of those things.
We don't need to put on a parade every time we do something for our neighbor. When we give to our neighbor, it's part of our vocation. It's what we're given to do.
Right.
We don't need to put on a parade to do that. He says here, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. They're not doing it for the sake of their neighbor. They're doing it for their own for their own benefit, for their own recognition. And when I say they, I include all of us in that.
Yes, for sure.
Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. What is their reward that they have already received?
Their own glory.
Mm.
And not the glory of the Lord, but their own glory. You know, it's kind of like, and then as we do that, as we lift ourselves up, we get our own glory, the reality is that people will then in turn say, oh, look at what they're doing, and kind of lift us up. But in the eyes of the Lord, we have not done anything.
But verse 3, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Let's go back to left hand, right hand stuff here.
Okay.
The left hand, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing.
Well, I guess if I looked at, left and right, we usually look at the left being the side of evil, that side who really wants to obstruct what God is doing. And so when we're doing something with, for the Lord, then there's always people who will come forward and or issues that will come up that will really want to criticize what we're doing as we're helping those who are around us. And so with that, because, when we're helping others around us, one of the other things that come up is, well, why are you helping that person? They don't really need the help, or look at how they're doing, or what's going on in that person's life. But the other side of that is that they may need that help tremendously. And while we're doing that, we can do that in freedom rather than being obstructed along the way.
So, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
We know that all of our blessings come from our Lord, and what we are doing, God, sometimes we can do things and we're not looking for any reward or anything such as that, but the Lord does that. He blesses us every step of the way in our lives as we make our journey.
So looking over this, up through verse 4,
okay.
Looking over the text as a just at these first four verses, anything else or anything that you'd like for us to understand before we go on to the next section? We're about ready to approach the Lord's Prayer section here, but
right.
Before we get into that, anything else about these first four verses?
Well, I guess there's two points I would want to kind of lift up at this point. One of the things is that, and it's something for us, very important for us to remember, is that why we pray determines how we pray, and that empty praying comes to nothing. That's the one thing. And then the other one is that from this point on, Jesus turns from the method to show us how to pray.
Absolutely. He demonstrates how to pray. He teaches us how to pray here in this next section.
Right.
So you're right. Why we pray and how we pray are directly linked.
Yes.
And this, I guess, takes us back to, what is it, lex orandi, lex credendi.
Yes.
What is prayed is what is believed.
What is believed, right.
Yeah.
And see, when as we go into the Lord's Prayer, then we see our faith in action. And I guess we'll cover that during this next section here as we go through this.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Verse 5, and when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
Yes. Our conversation of prayer is with our Lord, and that's our way of communicating with Him. And as He hears our prayers lifted up to Him, then the reality is that He in turn answers those prayers according to His purpose and His will for our lives.
Why in secret? Why does He say in secret? Why not even in front of other believers, perhaps? It says, when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret.
Right. It becomes that thing of us doing this for ourselves. Again, we want the glory, and we want others to look at how we're praying and praise how we're praying. But the other part of that is that the Lord strips away all of that. And so in that secret place, it is just that moment to commune with Him and Him alone. And I guess one of the things that comes out of that is, remember that Jesus went to a solitary place to pray. And I think the other part is that our adversary is also listening to our prayers, and we want to obstruct those prayers along the way as well.
All righty, very good. So we're about to embark on the Lord's Prayer here, but I think we'll go ahead and take our break before we get into that, because I don't want to stop the flow once we get into the Lord's Prayer here. So, listeners, if you have questions or comments, give us a call, 314-821-0850 or 1-800-730-2727, or you can email us, kfuo@kfuo.org. As we are studying the daily New Testament reading today, we're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. We're studying with the Reverend Bertram Lewis, pastor at Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan. So I hope you can join us for the next segment, folks, as we get into the Lord's Prayer today. Stick around for more His Time coming up in just a little bit right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO salutes our day sponsor on this Tuesday, September 30th, 2014. Today's day sponsor is Nancy Ponibus. Today's day sponsor has made a contribution to Worldwide KFUO in loving memory of Nancy's husband, Lynn Ponibus, on the day of his homecoming. Lynn went home to be with the Lord on this date in 2011. Once again, we say thank you to Nancy Ponibus of Alton, Illinois, today's Worldwide KFUO day sponsor.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
This is a test. of the emergency alert system. This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. We are studying the daily New Testament reading today with Pastor Bertram Lewis from Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan. We're in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, and just about ready to jump into the Lord's Prayer and at verse 7. Any words before we jump into this next text, Pastor?
No, I don't think so, Andy.
All righty. Very good. And when you pray, do not head up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. So here Jesus says, when you do pray, don't pray with all kinds of empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. They think they will be heard for their many and their flashy words, their shiny words,
their eloquence.
Eloquence, yes.
Yeah, I love that phrase in verse 9. Pray then like this. Pray in this manner, because that's how he then says this is how we're to pray, and it doesn't mean that we're to pray using only the words that are printed out in the Lord's Prayer, but to pray in this way. And so then it's broken down for us how to go about praying. We're talking about our relationship with the Almighty God, and so it's important to know who you are as you even come before Him, but also to know who He is, that He is our Father in heaven. So when I was taking a look at the Lord's Prayer, I guess we could look at the Lord's Prayer being composed of six requests. The first three asking for the kingdom of God to come. And that's usually a pretty dangerous situation, especially when we want to be in charge of how the kingdom comes. But we're asking the Lord now, Lord, let your kingdom come and let your will be done in our lives. And then the last three ask for God to meet the needs of His people until that kingdom arrives. So that's for us every day as we make this journey of life.
Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him.
Right.
God knows what you need, whether you ask Him or not. So why then do we pray this?
Our faith takes us to that point. Our faith says, you know, even if I know that our Father knows what we need, but my faith says to me, ask the Father, for He is that gracious and kind Father who will hear us and who will bless us according to His purpose and will in our lives.
Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
That's an honor of hallowed, meaning holy is your name. May your name be kept holy in everything that we do and everything that we say and every way that we act.
I think of, you know, the small catechism when studying this morning. God's name surely is holy. Even His name is holy, whether we make it holy or not.
Right.
But we pray here that it would be kept holy among us also, right?
Yeah, that's being, you know, that we keep that name holy and not disrespect who our Almighty Father is, because He is that almighty Father. So to keep His name holy in everything that we do, if we're saying that we're Christian people, in every way that we act, to keep His name holy as we make this journey of life.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
you know, even as you say those words, Andy, the one thing that you know, almost sends chills down my spine when you think in terms of his kingdom coming, because of the magnitude, the eternity of the kingdom of heaven, but that kingdom will come. There's nothing that can hinder that kingdom coming to us, and that his will be done in every aspect of our lives, so that we don't forget who we are. Because in this situation, God has built this relationship with us through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Give us this day our daily bread.
That everything that we need for that day, that we need for life, that he will provide for us. And that goes beyond, you know, usually when I'm talking to the kids in confirmation, one of the things I remind them of is that it goes beyond you getting McDonald's for breakfast or you know, for supper later on. It goes beyond that. It's giving you the clothes that are on your back. And ordinarily I will hear, well, you know, my parents provide that, but who provided the job for your parents and made all of that possible? So the Lord is opening that door of provision through us receiving our daily bread. So it goes a lot more than just satisfying our stomachs.
And going back to verse 8, you know, when it comes to things like this, verse 8, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him.
Yes. He knows. You know, that's the awesome part about it, because when we look at our Lord before he formed us, Jeremiah says that, before he formed us in our mother's womb, he knew us. He knew exactly every aspect of our lives and what we would encounter each and every day and what we would need in his faithfulness in order to accomplish and to meet that day every step of the way. So we're never, ever without his presence when it comes to that.
And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors.
Right. Lord, when we have had wrong thoughts and done wrong in our lives, forgive us as we forgive those who even offend us in this journey. And so that's asking that we do what God has already done for us, for those who are around us, that we do that same thing, that we have that same mindset that God has about forgiving us our sins as we do for those who are around us. Or we should have for those who are around us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Well, does God lead us into temptation?
No. But our adversary is there, placing everything before us to lead us astray. And so we're asking that in this prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, that we're strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit not to be led into temptation. I guess when it comes to that, I'm thinking in terms of Matthew chapter 4, when the Holy Spirit took Jesus out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan.
Looking at all this in light, you know, this whole prayer in light of verse 8, which says, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. And here we pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. God knows all these things. He knows what's in our heart before we ask him. But yet he invites us, he teaches us to pray all these things, even though he already knows them. Why would we pray these things, that his name would be kept holy, that his kingdom would come, that he would give us our daily bread, all that we need, that he would forgive us and keep us from temptation, deliver us from evil?
It's that building of that relationship, the relationship that God wants to have with us as his people. And as we pray to him and that in that building of the relationship and asking for all of those things, the Lord is also reminding us that he will deliver on those, that he will help us to keep his name hallowed, and that as his kingdom comes, then he will provide for us each and every way.
For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
Right. That's still that building relationship. Because sometimes we want to just build a relationship with God, and we don't necessarily want to build a relationship with those who are around us. And I guess that's one of the things that sometimes we as Christians have that particular issue in our hearts, because we want this relationship with God, but then we look around us, we don't necessarily want to build that relationship with those who are around us, that we're able to touch lives, and we have that. That has been given to us by the Lord to touch lives that are around us, to touch those who are hungry, to touch those who are in need, to touch those who need a healing word. We have that. That has come from our Lord, and that has been given to us, so that we're not led to do to go opposite of that, but to walk in accordance to the plan that God has for us. First of all, to build that relationship with Him, and then to build that relationship with one another.
Looking back over this text that we've read today, the chapter 6, verses 1 through 15, including the Lord's Prayer, what would you like for us anything else you'd like for us to gain from this text as we look over the text as a whole?
You know, as I was looking at this text, I was also looking at John chapter 15, verses 1 through 15, and where Jesus was instructing the disciples that he was the vine and we are the branches, but to abide in him. And I guess that's one of the other things that would come to mind as we're looking at praying this prayer. The Lord is also talking to us about this relationship that we have with him, but also the relationship that we have with each other. But in order to have this relationship with him, we must abide in him, and that he's here with us right now, this day, and every day as we make our journey home.
Pastor, as we wrap up our time together this morning, thanks for helping us work through this text. Anything else you'd like to share with us about Tabernacle of Praise in Romulus, Michigan? Anything coming up? I know we have not too far around the corner. We have the season of Advent, but anything coming up at Tabernacle of Praise that you'd like to share with our listeners as we conclude our time together this morning?
We will have, I think, later on this month in October, we will have a time that we're going to really be greeting the community in our area. We're having a parking lot sale but it's also a way to invite people to our campus in order that we might get to know them. And then it kind of sets the stage that we're able to go out in our community. And I guess the other thing is that as we are doing ministry here, I like to say that we're doing a cradle to the grave ministry, where we have young children that are part of the ministry of Tabernacle Praise, but also then we have those, especially with the independent and assisted living unit that's right next door to us, we are reaching into that community with our ministry.
We've been studying the daily New Testament reading with Pastor Bertram Lewis from Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan. Pastor, thanks so much for being our guest on His Time this morning, helping us study the daily New Testament reading at Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. It's been a joy and a pleasure to get to study with you, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Andy.
God's blessings to you and all the saints there at Tabernacle of Praise Lutheran Church in Romulus, Michigan.
Thank you, and God's blessings to you.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we have our ministry highlight with Reverend Steve Shafe from Urban and Inner City Mission. Hope you can join us for that as he checks in and talks with our friends at Philadelphia Lutheran Ministries this morning. Hope you can join us for that here in just a few minutes. Stick around for more His Time coming up right after this break on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.